Behind the Scenes, number 21. The audio for this podcast was recorded on a Canon PowerShot S2IS digital camera.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is Behind the Scenes, an inside look at what it takes to put together a podcast and make it work. Check it out.
This is Craig Patchett from Behind the Scenes, and I'm here tonight at the Orange County Podcasters Meetup in Irvine, California at the Fox Sports Bar and Grill. And I'm here with Tim Berquin from the Podcast Brothers. Emil is back in enjoying the social scene. But we're out here talking about the upcoming Podcast Expo, and specifically wanted to talk about what's in the expo for those people who aren't really interested in the commercial aspects and the monetization part of it, which is what the primary focus of the expo is going to be on. There's a lot of podcasters coming out for just the social aspects, to meet other podcasters, to hang out and get together. And there's been some discussion on Podcast Alley about the focus not being on the hobbyist side of things. And I wanted to talk with Tim tonight and clear up some things with respect to what can be expected for those who are there just for the hobby aspect. So, Tim, if you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the important reasons, Craig, that we had kind of a free option for attendees. So we wanted to have the conference side that costs money, but I also wanted to have a free exhibit hall where they can go to the exhibit hall, they can go to the stage presentations that we have in the exhibit hall, and they can go to the receptions and the keynote addresses. And so one of the biggest reasons I had the expo in the first place was so that all these people that you've been listening to over the past year that you can get together with and meet in person and just have a good time with. So that's a huge part of the show. So while, you know, part of, I guess, the monetization and the business side of thing pays the bill for the show itself, there's a lot there for people that just want to come and network and have a good time. And even some of the classes that are involved in the expo, we're having 30-minute classes all day through both days that you can learn about audio encoding and how to build an audience. So a lot of the stuff that's important to hobbyists too, there'll be enough of that there. So, you know, even if you're not into going to the conference and turning your podcast into a business, it's a great place to get together and meet all these people you've been hearing on podcasts throughout the year, and just meet with your friends and get to know everybody in the same way that we do here at the Orange County Podcaster Meetup Group.
Okay, now I know you had mentioned earlier this evening there's the Friday night reception that everybody's invited to. As you mentioned, there's the free track. What exactly does the free track include?
The free track, so you can go to the exhibit hall for both days. You can go to the reception on Friday night, which is where we're going to do the podcast awards and also the awards for the best of show for the expo itself. And so that's going to basically be a big party. And then you can go to the Don and Drew listener appreciation party. You can go to any of the other parties we're going to be doing that night. Plus, you can go to all the keynote addresses too. And then, as I mentioned, in the exhibit hall, we have a stage where we've set up basically a mini classroom where we're going to have running classes all day throughout the show. So there's a lot you can do without being with completely free as part of the expo.
Have those classes been scheduled at this point in time? Can you talk a little bit about what classes? I know you mentioned real briefly what they were going to be. Can you talk a little bit more in depth about what kind of classes they can expect?
Yeah, a lot of the software companies are coming out and kind of doing demos about their software, but they're also going to talk about how you can use it to improve your audio quality, what bit rate to encode at, how big your file should be, or how to interview somebody properly. We're going to get audio engineers out there talking about how they do their shows for radios, which we can learn a lot from. So there's a lot of different things out there. It'll be some kind of advertorial, some will be kind of product pitches, but it'll be mixed with some classes that are just purely about how to market your podcast and grow numbers of people listening. So there's a little bit of everything.
So it sounds like there really is a great deal that's going to fill people's time, as well as just the parties that are going to be going on at the hotels.
Yeah, and conventions I've done in the past, because it's what I do in my day job, is on a trade show business. The best thing about some shows like this is the conversations that happen out in the hallways and outside of the exhibit hall and just in the lobby of the convention center. Talking to people, you know, I may have never have met you if I hadn't gotten to this informal get-together with the Orange County Podcasters. So it's just a great way to get together, and even if you don't have any specific plans for your podcast and you don't want to get huge numbers and you're just doing it for fun, it's a great way to meet people that are just like-minded with you. So, good way to do it.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I definitely look forward to seeing what's there. I will be going. And despite my comments at the alley, I'm definitely going to be there to check it out. And I know there's going to be a lot of great people there to meet and to hang out with.
Yeah, it's your post was legitimate. And we need to make sure that I'm always kind of balancing just people that want to do it as a hobby and don't want to turn it into a business with the folks that do. So I think that I can balance that and offer something for each of those groups pretty well.
Well, I think as we discussed tonight, you know, part of it was just that all of this stuff is going on and I wasn't aware of it. Perhaps some of the people, listening weren't aware of exactly what was there, and hopefully this will serve to educate them and let them know that there's a lot more for them than may be evident on the site itself.
Yeah, well, that means I need to do a better job of making sure that everybody knows about that. So this is one way to do it. So thanks for the chance to do that.
My pleasure. Okay, that's it for this very short edition of Behind the Scenes. This is Craig Patchett. I'll be back shortly, I hope. And until then, God bless.